come quickly now. Here are the $20 all ready for you." "Make me deaf," shouted Harry, without even looking at the gold pieces temptingly displayed upon the table. "I guess you will not do that either. Why, I couldn't hear a single word if I were deaf. Could I?"
"Probably not," replied Uncle Ben.
So, of course, Harry refused again. He would never give up his hearing, he said. "No, not for $3,000. Uncle Ben made another note in his book, and then came out with large bids for a right arm, then left arm, hands, feet, nose, finally ending with an offer of $10,000 for mother, and $5,000 for the baby. To all of these offers, Harry shook his head, his eyes flashing, and exclamations of surprise and indignation bursting from his lips. At last, Uncle Ben said he must give up his experiments, for Harry's prices were entirely too high.
"Ha, ha!"
laughed the boy exultingly, and he folded his dimpled arms and looked as if to say, "I'd like to see the man who could pay them."
"Why, Harry, look here," exclaimed Uncle Ben, peeping into his notebook. "Here is a big addition sum, I tell you."
He added the numbers, and they amounted to $32,000.
"There, Harry," said Uncle Ben. "Don't you think you were foolish not to accept some of my offers?"
"No, sir, I don't," answered Harry resolutely.
"Then," said Uncle Ben, "you talk of being poor, and by your own showing, you have treasures for which you will not take $32,000. What do you say to that?"
Harry didn't know exactly what to say, so he blushed for a second, and just then tears came rolling down his cheeks, and he threw his chubby arms around my neck.
"Mother," he whispered, "isn't God good to make everybody so rich?"